Colleen Echohawk began her journey 44 years ago in Fairbanks, where she was born, and then Delta Junction, where she was raised. She concedes it may seem unlikely that a passionate advocate for Indigenous people's rights would grow up in a small army town with very few Alaska Native residents. But she says it's where she first gained an appreciation for community.
There is a lot of diversity in the little towns because it is such a place where, you know, diverse people come and live the Alaska experience.
Diverse people like Echohawk's dad, Howard, a Pawnee Indian who came to town in the 1970s to work for the pipeline. Her mom, Yvonne, was raised in Delta, where she helped run a family-owned motel. Echohawk says her father taught her and her seven brothers and sisters that they should be proud of their heritage and learn more about it.
Every day he would say to us, "You are a Pawnee. You are an Echohawk, and you can do anything."
She gained an even greater appreciation of her identity when the Echohawks moved in next door to a similarly multicultural family whose last name was John.
We were so lucky to grow up with another Native family, with a Native father and a white mother, and we had the same exact experience in my family. So it was incredibly wonderful to get to grow up alongside the John family.
The family name comes from the father, Fred John, who's the son of Katie John, the fabled Otna Athabascan whose decades-long legal fight led to greater subsistence fishing rights for Alaska Natives. Echohawk says she was inspired by Katie John's determination to win the case.
We had the incredible privilege of seeing her fighting for subsistence. We had the incredible privilege and honor for her to call us her grandchildren and for us to call her Grandma Katie.
The bonds between the Echohawks and the Johns grew closer as they grew up together and spent weekends and summer at Mentasta Lake Village, where the John family came from.
They took us to Mentasta Lake and we got to celebrate potlatches. We got to do, you know, hunting and fishing with them. We just got to like live village life with them. And that was really a huge blessing.
Yvonne Echohawk says those experiences helped Colleen appreciate the Athabascan culture's emphasis on strong community and family ties. She and Howard taught their kids to have compassion for people in need by, among other things, Howard's habit of picking up hitchhikers.
Mostly just Native Americans, Alaska Natives that he would pick up, bring them home and feed them and give him some money.
During your teenage years, Colleen's interest in Alaska Native issues grew, nurtured by, among others, Ruby Hollenbeck, a now-retired educator who ran the bilingual and Native Alaskan education program at Delta Junction High School.
We would take kids to Native American, Alaska Native events such as Alaska Federation and Native Conference.
Hollenbeck, an Inupiaq, says Colleen especially appreciated the elders and youth conferences that are held in conjunction with the AFN get-togethers. She says Colleen seemed very interested in the debates over resolutions adopted during the conferences that state Alaska Natives' positions on the issues.
She was just very smart and very reflective, not full of herself, you know, just a real genuine person.
After she graduated from high school in 1994, Echohawk went to college, earned degrees, then traveled around the country and abroad, living for a while in Hawaii before settling in Seattle in 2003. There, she worked for the American Indian Heritage Middle College before taking a job with the Chief Seattle Club, an organization that helps urban Native people in need. She's now the organization's executive director.
We're building housing that will really work for the Native community and also really lifting up those folks who are currently experiencing a lot of trauma because of their homelessness and the pandemic.
Echohawk says the success of the Seattle Club's program has convinced her that its holistic approach to helping and healing disadvantaged people could help others, especially people of color. She says that and her appreciation of communities big and small led to her decision last week to declare her run for mayor of Seattle. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.